Of course, not everyone is celebrating today. 39% of Americans oppose gay marriage, according to a recent poll by the Pew Research Center, and support's particularly low among evangelicals. Sandy Houseman of member station WVTF and Radio IQ visited freshman orientation at Liberty University this past week and reports on students' reaction to the Supreme Court ruling.
From the moment you arrive at Liberty University, it's clear this is a religious school. Christian rock plays from speakers in the main parking lot and over cheeseburgers in the cafeteria. It's clear that students get strong guidance from the Bible, with little room for historic interpretation. Taylor Thomas of Eastman, Georgia, and Lauren Rentrope of Lynchburg, Virginia, did not approve of the Supreme Court's ruling allowing same-sex couples to marry.
I know the Lord gave us free will, and I know being in a secular world, everyone has their own opinions and has their own thoughts, but the Bible says, you know, you can't be in a lifestyle of sin, which is how I see it.
Gay marriage, I believe, is never okay, and it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. There are basic moral rules.
Bridgeport, Connecticut native Emmanuel Cherry said he was not surprised by the ruling.
I expected nothing less from the Supreme Court, because they did the same thing with Roe v. Wade and many other cases that were biblically immoral.
Some, like Matthew Hidalgo of Monroe, Connecticut, expressed fear.
I'm just worried about things in the future, like Christian churches being forced to perform gay marriages and things like that.
And Cherry rejected studies that suggest homosexuality may be rooted in biology or genetics. An African American, he says gay marriage is not a civil right.
I see civil rights as something that you absolutely cannot change. For example, you can't change your race. And I see no particular evidence for homosexuality being a civil right, as it is something that you choose.
But Jocelyn Huelsman of Dayton, Ohio, and a classmate who asked that we not use his name, agreed that good Christians should not attack gay couples.
If we react like harshly to them, it's not going to make them want to come to know the Lord. It's going to push them away.
It breaks my heart. But, you know, as Jesus said, we're still called to love.
Many of these students were on campus with their parents. Most are 17 or 18 years old, and one left the door open for a change of heart. We're young, he said. We haven't lived very long and may need to think a little bit more. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Lynchburg, Virginia.